the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We have an individual who would like to make public comment to the board. Ms. Besselin? Besselin?
Beeslin.
Yep. Hi, my name's Jennifer Beeslin. I am a faculty member.
Can you give your name and address for the record before I start the time?
Okay, name Jennifer Beeslin, and my address is across the street, 3621 Avenida Madeira, Bradenton, Florida, 34210.
You have 3 minutes.
3 minutes, on the clock. I'm a speech teacher, so I just have to say that this is so bizarre to me, because one of the things I teach my students is you can't have your back to the audience. So we have an audience, we have audience and audience, so this, I'm going to do the best that I can here. It's messing with me. But I just wanted to say that as our board, as you review, you probably already have the packet, you'll see Article 25 compensation, and I wanted to say a few things about our collective bargaining team. So none of us get paid, so I'm on that, and we have a lot of other folks from our faculty. None of us get paid at all. If we were lawyers, we'd have a pretty penny. But we worked really, really hard with administration in collaboration to come up with a really solid article. And just as you review that, I want you to keep that in mind, and also keep in mind the exceptional faculty that you have here at the State College of Florida. We are very fortunate, very, very fortunate to have the people that we do working for us and for our students. So just wanted to say that. Thank you.
Thank you.
We're going to have a short adjournment of the regular meeting. The purpose of the adjournment is to call to order an organizational meeting. I'm going to designate Dr. Probstfeld as the temporary chairperson of the Board of Trustees for the purpose of the organizational meeting to elect a new chair and vice chair of the District Board of Trustees.
Thank you. I announce the opening of the organizational meeting, and I ask for nominations for the position of chairperson for the time period beginning September 26, 2023. Do I have a nomination?
I move to elect Rod Thompson.
Thank you. Any other nominations? All right, seeing none, we have a motion. We have a second.
Second.
All right. All those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
All right. Opposed? Like sign? All right. Congratulations, Rod.
Thank you very much.
I'd also ask for the nomination for the position of Vice Chair of the Board of Trustees for the period of time beginning September 26, 2023.
I would like to nominate Mr. Mike Fuller. Oh,
thank you. Any other nominations? Seeing none, we have a nomination. Do we have a second?
Second.
All right, we have a nomination and a second. All in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Like sign. All right. Congratulations, Mike.
Thank you.
The organizational meeting is now closed, and we will turn our meeting over to our official new chair, Jim Thompson.
Thank you.
Don't get any ideas. Sure, now. We'll open this thing back up.
That's right. All right. Thank you, everybody, for putting your suspicious amount of trust in me as chairman. Let's move on to number five, President's Report. Dr. Probstfeld.
All right, thank you, Mr. Chair. Before you have a couple of items. First is my report. A couple things I'd like to bring to your attention on there. First, the Bradenton, TEDx in Bradenton has chosen the State College of Florida to host their event this year. It will be this Friday. So if anybody wants to come, please let me know. We'll see if we still have seats left. Susan is giving me the stink eye, so we might not, because it is getting full real quickly. But if you have an interest, let us know. We're very excited to host them, and then we'll be hosting the lunch break at our 26 West facility. So it's just a great victory for the college to have here. We hope that they will choose to make this their permanent home. The second, on October 5th, is sort of the big kickoff of our annual music events, and we have all of our different ensembles who will be performing. So if you have an interest in joining us on October 5th at the Neal Performing Arts Center, we'd love to have you there. Also, in front of you, you have a beautiful document that looks a bit like this. It's called Looking Back and Looking Forward. I want to thank you for the opportunity to provide you with this. This was a lot of work, a joint effort of all of my team, bringing together all of our memories, thoughts, and accomplishments over the last 10 years, specifically as those are related to our strategic plans that we've been working on. We did this in response to your question as a board, what are the priorities that we're focusing on that you can help us with? And so you'll notice in the very back, the last page, under next steps, we've identified what those priorities are, and many of them you've heard us talk about. We'd want to continue focusing on how do we attract and retain high-quality faculty and staff. Just like in all employers, this is still a struggle. We're working hard. We thank you for supporting our issues we've brought to you in the past and things we're trying to do in that regard, and look forward to other things that we can work with to improve on our retention and attraction of faculty and staff. The second is we need to raise money, both through the foundation and through our legislative outreach, toward continuing to fund our phase one of the Parish campus. So thank you all who are helping us in that. And I know as we move forward, we'll be asking for your help in reaching out to our local delegation, whether it's through letters or emails or in person, as we move through this next legislative session. So we're looking to raise locally about $4 million, part of that through the foundation, and part of that through the capital fund that the board designates for that purpose, and then about 36 in change from the state. So we're about a 10% partner in that, which helps us when we go to the state to try and raise money. The third thing is we really want to continue to focus on getting that base funding up. Everybody saw that chart. It isn't pretty, and we're going to really focus our attention on that and keep that at the forefront throughout this legislative session as well. The last two are part and parcel specifically to our strategic plan that we're currently working with now, and that is we want to diversify our enrollment and income streams, identify those niches that we haven't identified yet where we can go after to increase our enrollment, and also to find other income streams like we've done with what's happening in 26 West with our relationship with Free Force, our lifelong learning and corporate and community development, because they tend to run counter-cyclical with traditional college enrollment. So it helps to smooth out those ups and downs in our revenue. So we're going to continue to focus on that. Part and parcel two of the international population that we're looking at is to continue working toward housing, looking at that workforce housing project that we have in mind. And so we've put out our RFP. Thank you, Julie and company, for working so hard on our RFI. Working on that, we didn't get as many responses as we had hoped, but we're working with the ones we have to put together an RFP so we can keep this ball rolling. And then the last one is our ongoing and forever evolving efforts to make sure our educational and support models are meeting the needs of our students. So that we do every time we're together, we're talking about what can we do, what we can do better in both of those regards. So those are the things we will be focusing on. And we do appreciate the question that you brought up. We do appreciate your willingness to help us as we try to achieve these objectives. But we will have more opportunity in the future to look into this document and have a discussion. I know this is your first chance to see it. It is really rich with information about what we have accomplished as an institution and how it sets up for where we can go next. So I hope you will take a chance and take some time to read that. And that's my report, Mr. Chair. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Prosfeld. Moving on to number six, approval of non-financial consent agenda items. Is there anything that anybody needs to pull on this? Seeing nothing, I'll entertain a motion to approve.
Move approve.
Is there a second?
Second.
All right. There's a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Approved. It is passed. Number seven, approval of financial consent agenda items. Is there anything to be pulled here? I would like to pull Exhibit AA, Carry Forward Spending Plan. Is there anything else to be pulled? Seeing none, I'll entertain a motion to approve.
So move.
Is there a second?
Second.
There's a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? All right. It passes. Now let's come back to Exhibit AA, Carry Forward Spending Plan. I believe this is pulled for, you have a new version?
Version.
Okay.
Julie, do you want to address?
Sure. Keep on pulling extra money.
Ooh, nice.
The year end closes for us on June 30, and it's a mad rush to get to this meeting with our books closed to make sure that we're all balanced. We worked right up until Monday this week, and our final balancing showed that we had $212,000 more than we had expected for our fund balance, and they're in this first.
Okay. Excellent. So if you look it all over again, can you find another 200?
Maybe.
All right. All right. I will then accept a motion to move approval. Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. All right, moving on to number 8, facilities project list.
Sure.
That's right, that's just for our information only, so we all have it for our information.
That's correct.
Great. All right, next item on the agenda, synopsis of pending rule revisions. Mr. Prouty.
This looks like a lot here, but it really is, again, it's here for your first view, it's not for action this evening. What the college is proposing here is really a revision to the format under which the rules are published. What we're doing is we're eliminating the line on the published rule that says source. I've given my vice presidential colleagues a difficult time regarding this because they change their titles on occasion, and that requires us to change the rule. So by eliminating the source line, we won't have to bring you a revision to reflect a change in title. We will organize the rules so that it'll still be clear who's responsible for particular rules, but this will just help us not to have to bring ministerial changes in essence to you for action. So again, it'll be back. But I'm happy to entertain questions.
Mr. Prouty, I asked Dr. Probstfeld when I spoke with her earlier this week, how do we align with other schools?
There are still, we're in the minority of the schools that still publish a source line or something like that. The majority have gone away from that, and we'll be getting a step with that.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Discussion? This is just pending. We don't need to take any action today, right? We'll come back around at some point.
Yes.
Okay. Seeing no other discussion, I'd like to draw our trustees' attention to on these self-evaluation is going to be coming out. Just everybody be watching. That'll be in an email. Yeah, in an email. So everybody be watching an email for that. We all need to participate in that. I also want to open it up for Dr. Prostel, who has some comments to make, and then there will be we'll need to discuss a couple of agreements at the end of her comments.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So, Chairman Thompson and members of the Board of Trustees, as I'm in my 11th year as college president, and we are engaged in the second strategic plan that articulates my vision as president, I have had ample opportunity to reflect on the comprehensive planning process and the emergent document's utility. Recognizing that many of our trustees and some of my executive team members are new to our college's strategic plan, this is an optimal time to review the how and why underlying tonight's Looking Back, Looking Forward report. Our college's strategic plan is a sustainable, living, and vital tool intended for planning, analysis, and accountability. It's not intended to be a standalone publication. Experience has taught us that when each iteration of the strategic plan purposefully builds on knowledge learned and foundational work done instead of starting from scratch, our college is best positioned to maintain forward momentum, institutional knowledge, bonding traditions, and a sense of place and purpose in the community. It pleases me immensely to note that our college is in a strong position at the midpoint of our boldly leading strategic plan 21-26. My leadership team joins me in our commitment to continue building on our college's cumulative institutional strengths by improving, reinforcing and adding to our college's infrastructure to increase our capacity, enhance our standing as a respected leader in the community and state, and prepare to foresee and meet future student needs. Unprecedented events and stiff headwinds, both literal and figurative, have challenged us during my presidency. I was named president in 2012, following a sustained period of upheaval that had disrupted the college's connectedness with our constituents and weakened the deep well of respect and confidence that had been built up over 55 years. Then, community and legislative relationships were strained, fundraising was difficult, employee morale was low, and general confusion prevailed about our role and purpose. Turning it around took bold leadership and the courage to make sweeping changes that were creative, thoughtful, and unapologetically ambitious. Not only did we turn it around, but we didn't pause or settle for status quo. We kept reaching higher and making stronger connections. I love this college, and I want everyone to share my pride in what we have accomplished. Starting with day one of my presidency, I worked tirelessly to re-engage the community, re-establish our identity, repair relationships, and restore the community's and employees' faith and pride in our college. I went out and met with people, answered tough questions, and let them know who we are, what we do, and why they should care. Next, I brought in a consulting firm to conduct a continuous improvement assessment, a deep dive into all departments and operations college-wide. My vision was to engage all employees in eliminating complacency, updating processes, finding efficiencies, and freeing up resources to support a stronger student focus in every department, not only in the frontline staff. We were not required by an outside agency to submit ourselves to this rigorous assessment, but it was the right thing to do for our students. We now have an institution that truly uses data to make decisions. I led my executive team in rethinking all operations with efficiency as key. Recognizing that there always are factors outside our control, hurricanes, political shifts, static state support, national enrollment declines, a pandemic, we continued to focus on creating new approaches and initiatives. We diversified revenue sources and created new income streams. We created protocols for realizing a demonstrable return on investment from outreach activities, thoughtfully redesigned and executed effective legislator and partner communications models, identified facilities to be upgraded or replaced to make all campuses appealing to students, added new and expanded academic programs for the community, increased the ways and times students could access classes and services to support their individual needs, and cultivated a caring family culture within the college community. We have reclaimed our reputation and a favorable public perception of our college as a vital community resource and preferred go-to source for boards, groups, committees, and reporters seeking professionals and subject matter experts. We have earned the trust and support of community, business, and foundation partners because we do what we say, we deliver on our promises, and we provide a solid rate of return for our students, our donors, and our taxpayers. Fundraising is at an all-time high. During my presidency, every accreditation effort we have undertaken has resulted in the maximum number of years awarded to the college and its programs. New buildings and a new campus in Parrish are the results of collaborations and our first comprehensive capital campaign for building construction. We were able to get from then to now with a long list of recognitions and accolades, thanks to the support of amazing faculty, staff, students, and community partners who had faith in my vision for our college and committed to work alongside me. I am proud of the strong, dedicated executive staff we have and the senior team members I have hired and developed. They're highly skilled, creative thinkers who encourage innovations and who are passionate about student success. I wish everyone could see their excellence like I do. I am proud of our professional and career staff, often our unsung heroes, from the registration desk to the student helpline to the financial aid counselor to the facilities department crews. They comprise an entire army of student advocates who work with dedication and pride to keep everything running smoothly so students can focus on their academic journeys. I wish everyone knew about their work ethic
and devotion to students and the college family like I do. I am proud of our faculty. Our professors demonstrate their professionalism and commitment to our college and students, not only in the classroom, but also in the way they go above and beyond to help struggling students and encourage those who lack confidence. They really set our college apart with their desire to see students succeed and the personal interest they take in making it happen. Our faculty dedicate their lives to changing students' lives, and I wish the world could see what I see. I am proud of our partners in the community, foundations, businesses, and our local legislative delegation. I appreciate their willingness to work with us to enhance programs for the community and to invest in us on major new initiatives. Their support makes it possible for us to meet the needs of the workforce and community, and I want everyone to know and appreciate them as I do. I am proud of our SCF Foundation directors and our College Board of Trustees. They are here because they care about our students. They are helpers and advisors and givers who volunteer their time, their treasure, and their talents to make SCF a better institution and foundation for students to change their lives. But for them, we would not have been able to go from good to great. I hope everyone can see these extraordinary treasures that I see. I'm proud of our students. I love getting to know students who are here from around the world for different reasons and from different backgrounds. Everyone has their own path, and fortunately, we offer various opportunities. But what I hear most often is that students choose to come here to create a better future for themselves, their children, and their families. Many overcome tremendous obstacles to come to our college. Our students humble me and inspire me, and I wish everyone could see, as I do, that the future is in good hands. Doing the right thing for students has been the primary motivating factor in my 21 years here, and knowing that I am where I can make a positive impact on students' lives is what I love most about my job. Preparing the strategic plan review and update presented an opportunity to take stock of my own professional and personal goals and aspirations. I am happy to say that the same motivation that led me to accept the presidency still motivates me today. Then, I promised I would wake up every day with the knowledge that I love this college and that has been the truth. I am sure I will continue to wake up with that sentiment, but it will be from a different perspective. I consider myself to be the luckiest person alive to have the honor of serving as leader of this great college. The past 11 years as president and 10 years before as vice president of finance administration seem to have flown by. But time does not really stand still, and a lot changes with each passing year in our environment, our families, and our lives. As many of you know, my husband recently was declared cancer-free and released from treatment after 5 years. And my brother, who is my only sibling, is regaining his strength after a prolonged serious health scare. My family is small in number, but we are very close in our hearts, though we live miles apart. None of us is getting younger, and we have not figured out a way to stop time or shorten the distance. It is time now for me to tend to and spend time with them and enjoy the closest relationships in my life while we have the time. With that, I have decided that this will be my last academic year as president of State College of Florida, this college that I love. You have before you a proposed contract that reflects my intention to retire July 1st, 2024. During the next 9 months, you can count on my commitment to remain focused on my responsibilities as president and after as a president emerita with duties as outlined in the second proposed agreement to ensure a smooth leadership transition and business continuity. I would appreciate your support in accepting my proposals and executing both documents this evening. You have my sincere appreciation and gratitude for the opportunity to lead and serve this extraordinary college. It has been my greatest joy and professional honor to reestablish and enhance our position as the community's first choice for higher education, economic development, philanthropic investment, and cultural fulfillment. And you have my promise that I will always be an ardent champion and advocate for State College of Florida. Thank you.
applause could not have gone on long enough, probably, for all of us. Now we have a couple pieces of business to take care of. I have a question, maybe for Mr. Prouty, but does it matter the order in which we tackle these agreements?
No.
All right, so let's start with the contract for employment between the District of Trustees, State College of Florida, Manatee, Sarasota, and Dr. Carol Trostfeld. I believe that you've all had a chance to look this over and give your input, and there have been adjustments made. And so at this point, I will entertain a move to approve, and we can discuss it after that.
I'm going to approve. Second.
We have a motion and a second, and now I open up the floor for discussion.
I admit we're doing this for often.
Yes. I'm not hearing a lot of discussion, so...
We can't keep her forcefully, right?
I'm pretty sure that's illegal.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure.
Okay. All right.
Double check. All right, hearing none, then we'll take a vote on the contract of employment here. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Very good. And then we also have the President Emerita employment agreement. I just have a question. What's the difference between Emerita and Emeritus?
Gender.
Is that what it is? Okay, so we call it the male of it. Okay, got it. Okie doke. So is there a motion to approve the President Emerita Employment Agreement with Dr. Prostfeld?
So moved.
There's a second. All right. Is there discussion on this contract agreement? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? And it passes also. Congratulations, and I don't like it at all. Yeah. All right, moving on. Is there any old business?
Who wants to do that now?
No, exactly. Nobody wants to do that now. I'm going to assume there's no new business unless somebody jumps up real quick here to say there's no new business.
I don't know.
And we're going to pass on board comments or everybody falls apart. So with that, we're going to have one comment.
I only have to do this because of time. I'm on the executive board of the Heart Walk this year. And our college has at least one team. Maybe we have more than one team in the Heart Walk.
I'm not sure if we have more than one.
We have one, I know, but I don't know which one it is. And I would like to ask everybody that's on this board to support our team financially. I don't know where the if it could be sent the invitation that they have for it, so it goes to the right classes of the team. But if we do, I'd like, maybe you could send it to us so we can all support it. It doesn't matter how much you give, but I think we should try and support our team here that's walking for heart disease.
So it's an SCF team that's walking for the Highland for Heart Walk. Okay.
There's a bunch of teams, but we can have...
There's a word link or anything like you can give
it? It might be through a student club or organization. We don't have an SCF-affiliated one that's formally established, but sometimes our degree programs or clubs or orgs do that in their own group.
I know we have one, so I'll find out when the contact person and call you.
Any other board comments? Yes.
Just real quick, I wanted to highlight Cassandra and her group over at the foundation. The budget for this last fiscal year to raise was $2.5 million, and the foundation raised $3.3 million. And then
3 days left.
There's also a new member of the foundation board, Gerilyn Chapin, which is from Bradenton, mini ex-banker. I knew her from banking. And she is director of HR and internal operations for Boyd Insurance and Investments. So it's a good connection to have. And lastly, November 1st is the annual scholarship luncheon on Michael's on East. It's on a Wednesday for lunch. So if you don't have a ticket to go, there are individual tickets, you sponsor tables and stuff. There's individual tickets. Really great event. That's it, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. any other board comments? All right, seeing none, meeting adjourned.